COVID-19 patients in 95 developing countries, that is more than half the world's population, could soon get low-cost doses of the Pfizer drug to treat the disease. Today, Pfizer said it will grant a free license to a UN-backed not-for-profit called the Medicines Patent Pool. And that group will sell Pfizer's formula to chosen countries, mostly in Africa and in Asia. There is controversy, though. The plan excludes some countries that are struggling with the pandemic: Brazil, Jamaica, Libya, Iraq. Charles Gore is the executive director of the Medicines Patent Pool, and he joins us. Charles, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you. So why is this important, to get this drug quickly and affordably into developing countries?
Well, this drug has shown tremendous promise in trials, huge reduction in hospitalizations and deaths, in fact, no deaths from the arm of the trial for people who took the drug. So that's great news. The thing about it is, it's a pill. You only need to take it for 5 days. Potentially, it'll be relatively cheap to produce. And you don't need to go to hospital to have it. So it's ideally suited for low and middle income countries.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I'm sure some listeners may be saying, wait a second, this is a Pfizer product. Pfizer is sharing its formula to treat COVID-19, as you're describing, but it is not sharing its secrets to the COVID-19 vaccine that it makes. What do you make of that?
Oh, I think you should address that question to Pfizer. It's up to them to decide what they do with things. We're very pleased to have this drug.
Yeah, sure. Well, I imagine they might say, well, we're the company that invested in making the vaccine, took the risk, turned down U.S. government money. This is our intellectual property. So they might argue that they get to make these decisions, I guess.
Sure. I mean, this is, you know, I'm really not going to sort of speculate, if you don't mind, on, you know, Pfizer and why they do things and why they don't do things. That's, it's best to ask them, to be honest.
Sure thing. Yeah. So on this COVID treatment pill, help us understand a little bit about how this deal will work. Pfizer grants your group a free license, and then your group does what?
Okay. Then we sublicense it to actual manufacturers. So we don't produce it ourselves. We're a tiny little organization that specializes in public health licensing. So what happens? We get the license, and then today we open the process whereby we invite manufacturers to apply for a license to manufacture it themselves. Then we assess them according to their capabilities, their financial stability, the speed at which they can get it into the market, their quality. But also we've got to think, we want this geographically dispersed. We want manufacturing all across the globe, because we've seen what can happen in COVID when, for example, manufacturing is concentrated in one country and then that country puts on an export ban on whatever that product is. And so we want to be sure that we're avoiding that.
Mm-hmm. And how quickly might this happen? How soon might this pill be available in the world?
Okay, so we're going to open this process for 3 weeks. So companies got to be really quick putting in the license. Then we'll assess them. That will take a bit of time. And then they will start developing. In fact, they're probably starting developing already, to be honest. But it's not such a simple process. And it will take them some months to develop it. Then they've got to get regulatory approval to make sure that it's safe, etc. So it'll be a number of months before it gets out into the market. So next year, sometime in next year. And it will depend on how quickly the regulators assess it as well.
And finally, some countries were excluded from this process: Brazil, Jamaica, Libya, Iraq. Why is that? Is there a possibility they could be added to this list later on?
Historically, when we've had a license, we have often been able to expand the license, expand the territory. So again, this is something it's best to talk to Pfizer about, their willingness to expand the territory in the future.
Yeah, right. Understand. And where do you think, very briefly, this pill may be manufactured and out in the market first? A certain part of the world?
Really hard to say. I don't know. One of the thing about our model is we give licenses to quite a number of generic companies. So they're in a race with each other, in a way, to get it out, because competition is what drives both the price down and the speed with which it's produced. And that's how our model works.
All right. Okay. Charles Gore of the Medicines. Charles Gore of the Medicines Patent Pool. Sorry to cut you off. Thank you very much for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.